Yeah, it's Sunday. It's Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2013, and I just got done doing my taxes. I e-filed my taxes. I do that every year. I have really no idea whether they're right or not. I just do everything the program says, and then I push all the buttons, and all my money goes away. I had this idea while the money was going away. I had this idea. I like to call it economic democracy. I feel like at the end of doing my taxes, they should put a chart up that I can pick what percent of my taxes are going to go to various state and federal and local government programs, and then therefore their budgets would be controlled by what the people paying the taxes are willing to give them. Seems kind of weird, doesn't it? And then I had this other idea. I don't know how many of you have been a part of a Kickstarter project or various websites like that, but maybe the government should have to do Kickstarter fundraising efforts for every program that Congress passes for to institute before even after it gets passed through Congress and everything. Appropriation should be done via the internet on a Kickstarter, and then we could take our tax money and spend it on Kickstarter programs all year for the government, and that way we'd control what the money was actually spent on, and if there was any left over, well, that'd be a budget surplus, and that would be controlled by what you put on your income tax return, is what percent of your money goes to what department in the government. But I've probably talked too much now. It's Easter, and we're not going to think about stuff like that. So I thought, being that it's Easter, I should play some songs about Jesus, because, you know, Easter is all about the Jesus thing. And this is a song written in 1978 by someone named James Durst. I first heard it in a little musical venue that was down in the basement of the student center at TCU, off to the side of the snack bar called The Hideaway. And eventually, I think I swiped this album from my ex-wife when we split up. If she wants it back and she's listening to this, I'd be glad to send it. Ooh, I hate when that happens. I had a really good introduction there, and then I totally screwed up the song. Anyway, to Jesus. Jesus, you're a carpenter. Can you fix a broken heart? Or maybe build a new one? This one's about to fall apart. It wasn't built for the abuse that its short life had to take. And I guess it's not as sturdy as the ones they used to make. I've been wearing this old false one since the original's in the shop, where I sent it several years ago when it came to a sudden stop. I had lent it to a loved one, she gave it back to me in a box. The repairman's got it up on a shelf with some old medieval clock. And I know that he'll get to it just as soon as he has the chance. But so many things need repairing that take precedence over romance. Oh, Jesus, please repair it and never mind the cost. You know that I will pay it. You're not one to be crossed in any way. It's worth it. You gotta pay for something real. When the right love comes along, a heart's no good if it cannot feel. You know, loving is like swimming. Once you've learned, you can't forget. But you'll never be a swimmer if you don't like to get wet. And if perhaps you drown one time, caught a glimpse of the long dark night, you'll never be free to swim in the sun if you never let go of the fright. Well, my heart was built for loving, it had regular maintenance care, till a storm struck its foundation and it fell into disrepair. Oh, Jesus, I am dying, and that's why I've come to you. I just had to talk to someone and the listening friends are few. You know, I want to take up loving again, but my heart's all caked over with rust from years of overheating, self-indulgence, pride and lust. And trying hard to shelter it only made it weak and small. It's atrophied from lack of use and not good for much at all. And I know fresh air and exercise will improve its lease on love. And you really should strive to heal yourself from within with the stuff you're made of. Oh, Jesus, you've been wonderful. You helped me find the way. I won't wait till tomorrow. No, I'll start work right away. And may each day see my heart grow and be healthy once again. To receive and give love freely till the cows come home, amen. Let me receive and give love freely till the cows come home, amen.
There you go, that's one for Jesus. You know, I'm still running in that race next week, and you can still go to my fundraising page, and you can still give $10, and I'll still give $10 more every time people do, but it seems like people have lost interest. So I'm kind of moving on. I'm just trying to finish the race. Here's another one for Jesus. This is by John Prine.
While I was sailing on the sea, I bumped into the Savior and he said, pardon me. I said, Jesus, you look tired. And he said, Jesus, so do you. Won't you sit down, son, cause I got some fat to chew. He said, everybody needs somebody that they can talk to, someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, but everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Spoke to me of morality, starvation, pain, and sin. As a matter of fact, the whole damn time I only got a few words in. Oh, but I won't squawk, hell, let him talk. Yeah, it's been a long, long time. And any friend who's been turned down is bound to be a friend of mine. You say everybody needs somebody that they can talk to, someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, cause everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. We sat there for an hour or so just eating that gospel pie. When around the bend come a terrible wind and lightning lit the sky. He said, so long, son, I gotta run. I appreciate you listening to me. And I believe I heard him sing these words as he skipped out across the sea. He said, everybody needs somebody that they can talk to, someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, but everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Yeah, everybody needs somebody that they can talk to.
That's it. Happy Easter, everybody. I hope you got a lot of eggs, a lot of chocolate, and all that kind of good kind of stuff. But there's a lot of people out here in this world of ours that don't have any eggs, and they don't have any chocolate. And, you know, if you went to backonmyfeet.org and you gave them $10, maybe they'd have some running shoes, some eggs, and some chocolate. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll find out if me and my injured foot are going to make it 13 miles.